This month, the Western Cape Blood Service is encouraging everyone to take a very bold step and donate blood. I've got Nadia Turner from the Western Cape Blood Service with me on the line to tell us more about the Be Bold Donate Blood campaign. Nadia, it's lovely to speak to you again. Welcome to Drive. How are things?
Things are good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. We love the sunshine in the cold, cold winter.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Guys, we'll make this conversation available as a podcast. Nadia, the campaign is called Be Bold, Donate Blood. So what does being bold mean for blood donation?
So being bold means that even though you might be afraid of needles or feel a bit nervous or unsure about donating blood, you're going to do it anyway because you are going to be bold and step forward and help and save someone else's life. So that's what being bold is when it comes to blood donation. You know, even if it's a little bit scary at first, you know, you're going to go ahead and take that step and do it anyway.
Yeah. So what are some of the common fears or misconceptions, Nadia, that prevent people from donating blood? And how does the Western Cape Blood Service address them?
So I think, you know, there are quite a few misconceptions. People think, oh, it's really, really painful, or that they're going to feel weak afterwards. Some people feel maybe they're not healthy enough to donate, or it takes a lot of time. So these are some of the common misconceptions. And we try to address these concerns by educating the public and explaining the process clearly. And, you know, letting people know that the process is safe. It's quick. It's done by our trained nurses. And, you know, all the donors are checked before donating, so we make sure that it's safe for them to donate. And we also give them enough time afterwards to rest and recover. We want people to feel comfortable and confident about donating blood.
Absolutely. So, Nadia, why is it important for both first-time and regular donors to continue donating blood throughout the year?
Well, every day in the Western Cape, blood is needed. In fact, we need about 700 units a day just to meet the demand in the Western Cape. You know, it's used for lots of different situations, sometimes in emergencies like accidents or for surgeries during childbirth. But it's also used for patients with illnesses such as cancer and certain chronic illnesses where patients may require blood transfusions for the rest of their life on a monthly basis. So it's used for many different things. And first-time donors help us grow the donor base, which obviously we're always wanting to do. And our regular donors will help keep that supply stable. So we need people to not just donate occasionally, but to make donation a regular thing and try and donate at least 4 times a year.
So what would you say to someone who's been thinking about donating blood? I mean, that's part of the reason why we have this conversation on radio, to get the message out. So what would you say to that person who has been thinking about donating blood, Nadia, and hasn't yet taken that first step?
I'd say don't wait too long. This is your time to be bold. You know, many people are nervous before their first donation, but once they do it, they realize that it's, you know, a lot easier than they thought. It's a lot less painful than they thought. It's not as scary. You know, a lot of people, when they donate for the first time, they're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. You know, so I think just do it. That's what I would say. Don't put it off if you've been thinking about it. And, you know, this one small step that you take can have a giant impact on thousands of people.
So, Nadia, how can members of the public, a lot of people listening to you right now, how can they get involved in the campaign and find a blood donation clinic near them? How do they go about doing that?
So they can visit our website, which is wcbs.org.za, and they can also WhatsApp us on 060-549-7244 to find their nearest blood donation clinic. And, you know, we are all over the Western Cape. We have our blood donor centers, our permanent sites, and then we also have our mobile clinics that move around to different areas. So there should be a blood donation close to you no matter where you are in the Western Cape.
Nadia, thank you so much for the time today and for telling us more about the campaign. We appreciate it, and we hope that many of us will take that bold step and donate blood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That's Nadia Turner from the Western Cape Blood Service speaking to us about that campaign, Be Bold, Donate Blood. It's Casey Driving. It's right here with me, Brad.